Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to check out the articles, the archives, the newsletter. You can subscribe to that whenever you want, if you haven't already, and we'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. We'll get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take our poll question, too. And check out the body of work that Jeff Zabar has deposited with us as a great member of our Brain Trust for the last 12 or so years. Lots and lots of things that he's taught us that you can go back and find in there. Most of them are evergreen. Hey, Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, I know, is your website. Big announcement this week. Steve Jobs has retired from running Apple. Right. Founder of Apple, one of the co-founder of Apple, I should say, because Wozniak was the co-founder. But I think he's left and he's come back. This is the second time he's left, mm-hmm. and so I think it's official now. I don't think he's going to be coming back. He's not well physically, mentally, medically, and they got a new guy. What do you think about Steve Jobs?
Well, it's interesting. I think that Steve Jobs changed our universe, regardless of whether, I don't mean to sound so grand, but I mean, if you're in business or if you use a personal computer, he and Wozniak, you can't, discount the impact of Wozniak early on, although Steve Jobs has been the visionary of late. They changed what we do. I posted
to my Facebook. Hey, Jeff, let me stop you for a second. If it hadn't been for a Macintosh that I bought in 1984, I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
Yeah, I mean, everything changed. I posted to my Facebook, more than the devices and innovations, his vision brought us the Mac with the mouse and graphical user interface, the iPod with music to the people, and iPad with tablets. Consider the industries that they spawned. So it's not enough that I now use a mouse on a PC, okay, which was not non-existent before they came along.
It's important to realize they didn't invent the mouse. Xerox invented the mouse, but they did. They were the first to apply it.
They applied it to the personal computer, the then emerging personal computer concept. But if you think about tablets and iPhones and the apps, and I'm just talking about not what they did, but what they spawned around them, the ecosystem that they created. So you think about apps. Think of all the jobs, so to speak, no pun intended. Yeah. Think of all the jobs that were created and the billions of dollars in business and commerce that were created with the creation of the iPhone and the iPad in the apps universe, these small applications that run on these small handheld devices.
Everybody knows about that, but let me tell you something. People don't think about it very much.
No,
Apple pushed Microsoft's, pushed them in the 80s and 90s, pushed them hard because, see, I was in Macintosh from 84 to about 02. And when I switched over to PCs for a couple of three reasons. But my point is the Windows version of whatever program that I was using was always one or two generations behind Apple. What people got from Windows, the advancements, the new generations people got from Windows was because they were being pushed by Apple. If I hadn't had Macintosh, and I said Apple, I really should say Macintosh, that was the machine, the technology they were using. If I hadn't had Macintosh in the 80s, I couldn't have done some of the things that I did that helped me to start my business. If I hadn't had a Macintosh when I started my business in 89, the things that I was doing for my clients, I could not have done on a PC.
Right.
And I'm telling you, it's the reason I'm here today. So my hat's off to Steve Jobs. I'm just saying, everybody knows about the iPhone, the iPad. This is historic stuff. This is decades of influence.
Right. And I think that it comes down to how we run our businesses today. You very easily think of oh, I have an iPhone in my pocket and all the fun things and or business utility that an iPhone brings. But you do have to look back to the, you know, you can't just look at a Lexus on the street and say, wow, that's a cool car. You got to look back to the things that brought it where it is, you know, what brought it to the dance. You can't look at airplanes and say, wow, that's cool, without looking back at the history. You can't look at something like this without realizing what it's done, where it came from, but what it's done and what it continues to do today. He steps down as CEO, but I, you know, heard people compare him to Thomas Jefferson in blog posts today, and the influence that they each have had in their respective places in history and time. And it truly is amazing, because we don't look at that. I carry a small phone. I carry a BlackBerry in my pocket, and it's amazing the things that it can do, and it has its app world because... You know, because Apple pushed it upon them. It became the cost of doing business, the cost of business.
And by the way, folks, app didn't come from Apple. App is short for application, if you didn't know, just to make sure.
Right.
but no, I thank you for reminding me to talk about Steve Jobs today, Jeff. I'm glad you did that, because we just found this out yesterday, and you know, I wish him well. I hope he lives a long life. I hope his cancer is in remission and he has a happy life. He deserves it. He's a complicated guy. I'm not sure you and I'd want to hang out with him. He's an interesting guy, but he did what you said. He sure changed the world, and
sure
changed, he helped change my life. I have to say that. Hey,
absolutely.
Jeff, give us the website again, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And they can find folks, as we talked in the previous segment about disaster preparation. Jeff's got a great book called Safe at Home that I recommend to you. Thanks, Jeff, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
You got to take a quick break. Be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.